Hello?
Gail McGee, Nano.
Yes, Mr. President.
I am told that Morse is going to make a motion to rescind the resolution of August 64.
Yeah.
That Russell is going to make a substitute to reaffirm it. I told them that he felt that some of these fellows that were growling ought to be made to stand up and be counted on this. And I told them we don't like to force anybody to do anything. To me, it would be satisfactory if he would just make a motion to table, but would make it abundantly clear in the tabling motion to foreign countries what we were voting on. They don't always understand these parliamentary matters.
Yes.
And I would like to see that a few people say that the president believes that he, like other presidents, has authority that he is exercising. Our forces have been committed 160-odd times without a declaration of war. But the president, following Vandenberg's statement that if they wanted to be in on the landings, they had to be in on the takeoffs, he said before he engaged in the bombing program and sent ground troops in that he wanted the Congress to go in with him, and he sent this resolution up, and we passed it. Now, Senator Morse did not vote for it at that time, and he does not believe in it now, and he wants to repeal it, and that is his right. And if you want to repeal it, every man ought to stand up and vote to repeal it. But if you do not vote to repeal it, but vote to table Senator Morse's repeal resolution, then this resolution stays on the books just as it is, without the slightest increase of authority or without the slightest dilution of authority. And we want every would-be aggressor in the world to know that we are not diluting these powers of the Commander-in-Chief.
Yeah, I think that's an important point, that it not be interpreted, and we make
that's
it
right.
clear that it not be interpreted as a weakening.
That's exactly
yeah.
it. We just say we want to serve notice on any would-be aggressor that this must not be interpreted as dilution of power, because an attempt has been made to dilute it by rescinding it.
Yes.
And we are, if you want to, then you vote to rescind it. But don't vote for the resolution and claim you don't know what's in it.
Yeah. That's very good.
Now, please say that. I
yes.
don't know that Mike will say that, because Mike doesn't feel very much about this
no.
thing out there.
Right.
And he may just say, well, let's just get rid of all motions. Now, that's good. But if we've got to face it, I'd rather face it now than to face it down the road on something else. And I'm willing for it to be tabled, provided the motion to table before it is made. When a man gets ready to make it, you ask him to withhold it until you can make statements.
Yes.
Now, if I want to rescind this resolution, I vote to rescind it. But if I vote to table it, I am voting to leave this authority undiluted just as it exists today. Because that's what you're doing.
Yes, right.
But that undiluted word, and let us send word to every would-be aggressor. Let's send word to General Westmoreland. Let's send word to these 200,000 men. Let's send word to everybody that's being drafted that the president has this authority and we're not diluting it, because we don't want a boy to get on a damn troop ship and think that he's being illegally sent into battle.
Well,
and these boys are doing more danger than they think. I'll tell you this confidentially. I don't want you to repeat it. This is off the record. Repeat, off the record.
Yes.
My report from Lodge yesterday said he was up the 1st Cavalry, and the junior officers there were wondering what in the hell the United States Senate was doing. Were they cutting the ground out from under them? Were they trying to recall them, or what were they debating?
Yes.
Now,
well,
you see a guy in a battlefield without a daily paper and without a television, he doesn't always understand what Morse is doing.
That's right. Neither does the rest of the world.
Well, that's right. They don't understand it here. We can't get Bobby Kennedy straightened out. We don't know what the hell he's trying to do.
No.
We can't figure it out.
Well, he fell flat on Sunday. I thought that was he really really came apart at the seams there.
Well, Mac Bundy says you have the best comprehension of this than anybody that's talked to us, so I thought that there's just two points I want you to make. One, if they want to vote to rescind, they have that opportunity. They can support Morse. You don't criticize them. That's their right. That's their opportunity. But when they vote to table and not to rescind, they leave this authority undiluted, and they want every would-be aggressor. We don't want China to think that she can go right into Thailand now because the Senate has not expressed confidence in the president. Because we got a treaty out there, and we got obligations in 44 nations, 44 different alliances, and we're going to live up to them. And if they want to dilute my authority, they can dilute it. If they want to rescind it, they can rescind it. And I'm still going to exercise it. But let's don't let the fear or foe alike, as Kennedy said.
Yes, well, we'll get that spread out there.
Thank you, Dale.
You bet, man. All right. Bye, Mr. Mitchell.